Display flashed green. Wilson didn't like it. He didn't agree with it. But what could he do? He tapped the blinking red button on the touchscreen weapons control and sent 36 rockets spiraling toward Grand Central Terminal. He watched as the missiles streaked away, leaving snakes of smoke in their wake. The targeting system tracked the rockets, zooming in close enough to see the destruction unfold. The targets ran at the sound of the incoming rockets, but few made it more than a couple of steps before fiery destruction rained down on the regal face of Grand Central Terminal. The smoke and dust cleared quickly, thanks to a bitter wind cutting through the city. The ruined pavement, concrete, and marble was strewn with dismembered bodies. "Look for survivors," Burnett said, speaking into his comm so all 10 helicopters could hear. After 5 minutes of searching, voices replied to the order, declaring, "No survivors, one at a time, until it was Wilson's turn." "No survivors," he said, trying not to reveal the strong emotions he was feeling. Barnett was wrong. They weren't in the business of stopping wars. They were in the business of starting wars, and Wilson had fired the first shot. Whatever came next, he was to blame, at least in part. His back tensed painfully as he considered that history might remember him for this single act. "If it remembers any of us at all," he thought. 2053. "We shouldn't be doing this," said the man in white. "It's not right." "Get down," whispered the man dressed in red, the color of blood. The pair ducked in unison, hiding behind one of many black SUVs. Two guards walked past, their postures relaxed, chatting about the cold weather and colder women. When the guards had moved on, the man in white said, "We can still leave." The man in red looked at his partner. "We're not going to kill anyone. Not today. We need a deterrent. Or a last resort. It won't come to that. How can you be sure?" The man in red tilted his head to the side, looking at his partner. "It's my job to consider all possible future outcomes. I've modeled countless strategies, and this is the only one that guarantees a cease to the violence. I'm sure I don't need to remind you that they created this weapon, not us." "It's the end of civilization in a bottle," the man in white said. The man in red peeked up over the vehicle. "Civilizations end so that new ones might rise from the ashes. We already had this discussion. We didn't start this war, if you can even call it a war. Our people protest peacefully, they attack. Nearly 1 million dead in the past year. Those who have been freed from the grind live in hiding, and the rest..." He shook his head. "They're still slaves. And cowards." "We aren't killers," the man in white said. "That's where you and I differ." The man in red's brow furrowed deeply. "I am a killer." He pointed to the research facility. "They did that too." He looked over the vehicle again, his impatience peaking. "You can either join me or not. Either way, I'm doing this. If you don't come with me, I'm going to get the access codes another way, and a lot of people are going to die. Today." Without another word, the man in red tapped a code into a wrist-mounted touchscreen. He stood from his hiding spot, ignoring the Alaskan snow as it struck his shoulders and melted. He strode toward the large metal door as confidently as if he were walking up the front stairs of his own home. The man in white chased after him. "What are you doing?" "The cameras are now looped," the man in red said. "The next patrol will pass by in 45 seconds, 30 seconds longer than it would take you to open this door. That will give us 10 minutes to reach the lab and exit before the next patrol passes 5 minutes behind schedule, because the shifts are changing, inside and out." He looked to the man in white. "Time is running out." The man in white shook his head. "Now open the door. We both know you're going to."
"Projected that too, did you?"
The man in white placed his hand on a security hand scanner. A moment later, the scanner blinked green and the door slid open. The pair stepped inside. They walked undeterred through 3 security doors, seen by neither human nor camera. After a fourth...